It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Race, are we so different? It's the title of an exhibition at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History that runs through October 27th. It explores the science, history, and lived experience of race and racism in America. I'm joined now in Studio A by Cecile Shellman of the Carnegie Museum of Natural History to talk about the exhibition. Cecile Shellman, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me today.
This exhibit, the Race, Are We So Different exhibit, looks at the impact that race has had on our lives. What are the goals of this exhibit?
The goals are to share the misconceptions about race. What is race really? To have people question and maybe consider that their previously held beliefs about what race is or what it isn't might be erroneous, and that perhaps they are unwittingly or sometimes on purpose perpetuating racism. And so the goal long term is to maybe be an awareness building campaign and help stamp out racism.
I'm very curious to hear how visitors have reacted to this. What type of feedback are you receiving?
We're getting an overwhelmingly positive response to this exhibition. In fact, we had one gentleman, a rabbi, say that this could be the most important exhibition housed at Carnegie Museums.
Now, there are different ways that the conversation about race will take place. There are things and events surrounding this exhibition. Talk about how the people behind all of this are helping to foster means for people to really talk about this.
Yes, I'd be happy to. In fact, what I want to say is that this is not an exhibition generated by a Carnegie Museum of Natural History. It's a traveling exhibition organized by the American Anthropological Association, and it is a collaboration with the Science Museum of Minnesota. It opened in 2007 and since then has traveled to more than 30 locations. And at each location, the hosting site has organized supporting but kind of buttressing activities with local individuals and organizations. That said, we're very fortunate to be reaching out and partnering with a variety of organizations around Pittsburgh, including the YWCA. We have individuals. Vanessa German is helping us curate a very powerful poetry series. We're going to be having a poetry workshop. There are scholars whose work has contributed to the research in the exhibition who will be presenting. For instance, there's a lecture this Thursday on race and skin color by Nina Jablonski from Penn State. And so there are quite a variety of talks and workshops and hands-on activities. WQED partnered with us to do their film series. And so there are a lot of entry points for people to examine their own beliefs about race and racism and how it plays out in the 21st century in 2014 and how that harks back to history.
Have you had a chance to hear about what has been discussed and what the reaction has been like in other cities where this exhibition has been on, up and running?
Yes, I have. And as the communications specialist for this exhibition, I've been able to converse with sites in Boston, for instance, in other places where this exhibition, OMSI, for instance, in Oregon. And all of them have said that it has been quite powerful. Now, it hasn't been all a positive response. Some people are saying that people bristle about having certain organizations host an exhibit about race or racism. People fear talking about racism at times because it's, you know, it's just a taboo subject for some people. And some people may lack the skills or the interest or the vocabulary or the courage to talk about race. And this exhibition really does invite people in overt and maybe even, you know, unconscious ways to talk about race. And I think across the board, all of the other venues and here at the museum, we realize that we're actually helping people along by encouraging that openness.
One aspect of the exhibit is the recreation of the Pittsburgher Speak Up Project, which ran in the Pittsburgh Courier in the late 50s. Do people feel much has changed regarding race after all these years?
No, it's very curious that you bring that up. And yes, that is a local component of this exhibition. It's about 2,000 square feet worth of photographs taken by Charles Tini Harris and text taken by George Barber. Again, it's a recreation of Pittsburghers Speak Up. But then there is a local component and a contemporary component with Lynn Hayes Freeland and Nikia Hall, who in 2014 asked kind of, you know, men and women on the street the very same questions that were asked in the 50s. And it's very, very curious that in the 1950s, maybe much as you wouldn't expect, local people, African-American and whites, talked about the fact that Pittsburgh was very open, very friendly, very accepting. Very few of them talked about the racial problems that we now know and we knew then existed. So it's really interesting. And I think that, you know, psychologically, sociologically, knowing that things would be in print, whereas now we're so used to having everything, you know, at our fingertips, all access to information, and people are willing and able to share their opinions. So, you know, it's very curious. It's interesting to see what people said then and what people say now.
Race, Are We So Different? It's the title of the exhibition at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History that runs through October 27th, exploring the science, history, and lived experience of race and racism in America. And I've been joined by Cecile Shellman of the Carnegie Museum of Natural History. Cecile, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me again.
Our pleasure. And we are out of time. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. See you tomorrow.